Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Exodus. A. The setting of the Exodus. What begins in Genesis as family progresses to the birth of a nation in Exodus. B. The uniqueness of the Exodus. It happened against all odds. 1. Egypt, a great kingdom of opposition. 2. The uncooperativeness. They would not cooperate with each other even. The uncooperativeness of the Jews. And then the Old Testament standard of God's deliverance. Unprecedented standard in the Old Testament. C. The Egyptian culture of the Exodus. The concept of Mahat. The idea that Pharaoh was a god working in concert with other gods to order nature. D. The two great contest issues of the Exodus. 1. An issue of sons. God's firstborn son Israel versus Pharaoh's firstborn son. Exodus 4, 22 and 23. Number 2. An issue of who Yahweh is. Exodus 5, 1 and 2. Who is the Lord? This question was answered in the 10 plagues in Exodus 7 through 12. The issue is about lordship. Who is really the one true God? E, the 10 plagues. Number 1, the first plague, the Nile was turned to blood. Number 2, the second plague, frogs. Number 3, the third plague, lice. Number 4, the fourth plague, flies. Number 5, the fifth plague, pestilence on livestock. Number 6, the sixth plague, boils. Number 7, the seventh plague, hail and fire. Number 8, the eighth plague, locusts. Number 9, the ninth plague, 3 days of darkness. Number 10, the tenth plague, death of the firstborn. God hardens those who harden themselves. F. The Passover. The Passover lamb typifies Christ. Passover is the oldest religious festival in the world, about 3,500 years old. Christ was crucified on Passover, Matthew 26, 2. G. The Exodus proper. The death blow of the firstborn resulted in the Exodus. The parting of the Red Sea, the death of Pharaoh's army, the celebration of Yahweh's victory by Israel, God's universal fame throughout the world, as seen through the Exodus. God is seen in Exodus. Number 1, a God of covenant relationship, the God of Israel. Number 2, an all-powerful God. Number 3, a God of deliverance. Number 4, a holy God. End note. Ophikamon, meaning he came. The Jews in their Passover observations every year symbolically portray the death and resurrection of the Christ, and they don't even know it. Except for a remnant, their eyes are still blinded to the deeper truth of Passover. The mystery of Ophikamon. When it comes to celebrating the Passover, the Jews today have a problem. The Old Testament made it very clear that the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed at the temple, Deuteronomy 16:2. However, in 70 AD, the Romans destroyed the temple. So, what happened? The Jews have a book called Haggadah, which literally means the way. This book prescribes how the Passover is to be observed today. At the Passover meal is the matzah bag. Matzah is the name for unleavened bread. In this bag are 3 compartments, each containing 1 piece of matzah bread, for a total of 3. The 3 are all individual and yet part of a unit of 1. During the course of the meal, the host carefully removes the center piece of bread, breaks it in half. He then takes half of it, wraps it in a linen cloth. The children then cover their eyes, and he hides it somewhere in the house. Sometime later, during the course of the meal, the children are to search the house and find it. The one who finds it receives a gift called a, quote, redemption price. The host then breaks the unleavened bread into bite-sized pieces and distributes them to all who are present to eat. The Haggadah very specifically says that this becomes the focal point of the feast, replacing the lamb. No one in the Jewish heritage seems to know how this tradition came to be. The symbolism is clear. The three in one represents the triune God of the Bible. The second person of the Godhead was broken, died, then wrapped and hidden away, buried, and finally brought back to life on the third day. Amazingly, this center matzah, which the Passover has revolved around for the last 2,000 years, has been called a ficamen. This word is not, nor has it ever been, a Hebrew word. It is sort of an ambiguous word. Mark Robinson of Jewish Awareness Ministries writes, quote, "The common Jewish meaning of this word is either dessert or entertainment." Jewish scholar David Dobb questions this understanding. He even makes the statement, quote, the Talmudic interpretations of the word, afikoman, are wide off the mark. Maybe deliberately so. The Greek word for afikoman is afikomenos, used in an aorist tense, and thus means he has come. Afikoman is a Greek word, the language on the scene during Christ's time. The word simply means he has come. Amazingly, the Jews in their Passover observations every year are acting out symbolically the death and resurrection of the Lamb, and they don't even know it. This is the providence of God for sure. Incredibly, the afikoman, meaning he has come, is today the most obscure and yet considered the most important part of the ceremony. Indeed, he has come. Jesus came and fulfilled the Old Testament passages, which either typify or prophesy of him as the Lamb of God. The Lamb motif is seen in the book of Moses, in the prophets, fulfilled in the Gospels, proclaimed in Acts, and elaborated on the epistles, and celebrated in Revelation. Indeed, he has come, and one day he is coming again. He came the first time as the Lamb of God. The next time he's coming as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he's coming in power and glory to rule and reign forever and ever. Each time we partake in communion, 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, we, quote, proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Afikoman, he has come. Maranatha, our Lord comes. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.